Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer
yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Thunderstruck. Yeah,
haven't sang in a while.
Probably a good thing. I didn't hate it.
Why are the ratings up? Oh. Hey, you stink over there. Zip it. All right, it is the drive. Good evening. The drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante, Derek Piper, alongside for the ride. After a long ride the last 2 days with Joey Wagner, you and Joey probably get to know each other really well.
We sure do, yeah.
What's the food of choice at noon on a Friday, on a, Wednesday after leaving Nebraska at 8 a.m.?
Well, that was the hard part of crossing back into Iowa. The stops were pretty few and far between.
Oh, they're, yeah, I get what you're saying.
So we actually pivoted a couple of times. We stopped at a gas station at one point. We're going to get Taco John's where
Ooh,
it was
wow.
there at the truck stop.
Yep.
But because it's one of the few stops within the next 30 miles, the line was forever long. So we just got gas. We said, yeah, we'll keep the stomach growling and get back in the car. So we landed at Casey's.
Okay.
And had some slices of Casey's pizza.
Oh, okay. So
solid.
You know, it's just, you got to do what you got to do.
The thing was, and it's funny, I was actually just texting Joey about this. We were given the slices for free. There was only like 6 left.
They'd been there for 28 hours.
That was part of
like,
the questioning.
The grease had gone through the entire white thing underneath.
Mm-hmm. So we took him up to the counter, like, we're not charging for pizza. And then I was like, why? I didn't actually ask, but
That's
I said that in my head.
That's an appropriate question. Yeah, I'd be the same way. Why are you giving me something for free?
Joey, maybe we caught a break, but as we've exchanged in our text, maybe we didn't. I'll let you figure the rest out.
Oh, boy. Yes. Okay. Ugh. That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's where at Casey's you have to – it's good pizza. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's just too greasy for me. But you have to get like a bundle of napkins to hold underneath that. Because normally, I mean, the percentage of slices from Casey's, 99% are eaten on the road. I mean, I can't see anybody going and picking up Casey's. Now, they have pizza you can get in a box, obviously. So that goes home. But
if you're grabbing by the slice, you're probably eating it on the go.
So you don't want to get, because otherwise your slacks or your shorts or your jeans will have a huge grease spot. So you've got to get a boatload of napkins and then pitch like the top 14 when you're done. Essentially, that's how you eat Casey's pizza. It hits the spot on occasion.
It does.
Not going to lie to you.
We just needed something.
Yeah, I was going to say, at that point, it's like, just give me something. Did you get off to an early start or did you guys sleep in a little?
Let's take a guess. We did not
noon?
Get off to too much of an early start. Checkout was 11. We left the hotel at 11.
Okay. You and I wouldn't be good travel partners.
No.
Not now. Like, just wait 30 years or 20 years, and you'll be like, you'll be the guy up at like 5:30. This is old school. Reading the paper. Like, you'll be on your computer at 5:30 or whatever we have then. Computers probably won't even be around. And you will have already had your morning coffee and breakfast, and then the young kid that's doing the covering the games with you will come in about 9:30, and you're like, you ready? It's like, no.
With the 8 p.m. game, the interviews and everything,
yeah,
it's one of those you walk out of the arena around midnight,
ugh.
And then you've got your riding to do.
Yes.
So late night, usually sleep in a little bit.
Right.
And we were awakened. What's the proper
By hotel term? Doors slamming?
No, well, usually.
Why do they make hotel doors so heavy?
There's that.
I mean, I know they want them to shut, obviously.
Why is housekeeping knocking at 9:30 when checkout's at 11?
Okay. Did you put the do not disturb?
No, we did not. That was a mistake.
Listen. I'm right. answering your question.
I'm giving them an out there.
that look, she probably walked by your room two or three times going,
Haven't heard anything in a while.
Right. Right. Maybe they got an early start. Housekeeping, that is a bad sound, isn't it? Because you're like, we're still in here. Because then you're basically telling.
We try to say it politely.
Yeah. You're telling that person that's been at work for a long time that you are a lazy SOB that's still in bed. That's exactly what you're doing. You're like, we're still in here.
Yeah. Come back later, please. And bury your head back in the pillow. But actually, a nice transition because we got a text about this. I got a call from Jeremy around 10, and then Joey got the same one because I didn't pick up. But we called him back promptly after we both got phone calls. Because Nicolo Moretti had committed to Illinois, the Italian point guard.
Yes.
With the Illini. I know we talked about it on the show yesterday. Yeah. But
I'd like to get a little more nitty-gritty on him. I know someone asked if I could ask you about Marco Andretti. Or no, what is it?
Nicolo Moretti.
Nicolo Moretti. What's the doesn't matter. So his brother played at Texas Tech, helped lead him to a national title. It's just, okay, can I just tell you this? These are one of those things that's odd to me. Never heard the kid's name in my life. Not that like Jeff Alexander needs to call me and say, hey, I just want to let you know we're looking at a kid named blah, blah, blah. But I never heard of him. Sky leaves, and 4 days later, you've got a replacement that's playing ball in Italy or something. And I'm just like, what? It's just strange.
I get it. It did come out of nowhere. Not entirely because I was familiar with the name.
Yeah.
It was somebody that they liked watching over the summer. I had written a little bit about him on Atlanta Inquirer, but it was a situation where after they got, obviously, Sky and Epps, and then they added Dre Gibbs Lawhorn to the mix, didn't know whether they would ultimately push for him and how they evaluated their point guard situation. But I think through the summer when Sky was limited, when Jaden, they saw that he was definitely a scorer, was he going to make others around him better? They kind of continue to think about that. And now with Sky exiting the picture, you just wonder, and I'm kind of educated guessing here.
Yeah.
The fact of if Sky doesn't leave, are you making this addition right now? I would say no. I think that was a chain of events where Sky is leaving the program. And I think it also tells you, as I said yesterday, and again, this isn't official, that probably the odds of Sky actually coming back is the fact that you just brought in someone to another point guard at his position.
Right.
I think that seems clear that it's unlikely that Sky returns to Illinois. So for him to seemingly a quick turn of events be added to this roster, what's he going to add? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to, especially we've already talked about the challenge of playing freshman point guards. How about one that doesn't know your system, that hasn't played with anybody else on the floor, that does need to get stronger and everything? So it's more of a big picture ad. It's someone that's a pure playmaker. Can kind of go with Epps, who's more of a scorer, Gibbs Lawhorn, more of a scorer. And it is an addition that, I mean, you watch his tape, and he's shifty. He can pass. He can play in pick and rolls. He does need to get stronger. And I do question whether, you know, he's not the best athlete. How good can he defend against some of the more explosive, stronger point guards that you'll go against?
He's slight.
Yes.
150, right?
I think I saw 155.
That was the funny joke that went on between my boys and I, because Lucas immediately texted that to Andrew and I, and he goes, Andrew, don't you have him by 5 pounds? And he gave the smiley or the, you know, that crying emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew texted back and goes, I'm 160. And I was like, you literally have him by 5 pounds. And Andrew's like 6'2".
Uh-huh.
So I just started laughing.
He's small.
Okay,
he is small.
So here's a guy walks into a bar. It sounds like a joke. But who plays first? A, the Frenchman. B, the Italian. C, neither. Or D, both. Like, do they get in at the same time in a blowout win? And it's like, oh, for your viewing pleasure. Here comes Zachary Perrin and
Nicolo Moretti.
That's it.
I think it will be Perrin first. Okay. Brad is, it's kind of the, we've had it in the past where there's always a topic or a question that Brad gets asked at every single press conference. He's probably tired of hearing it, and it's not been the same person or anything. But,
right.
And I understand when the fans want to know.
They do.
They're talking about it on Twitter every game, which sometimes you wonder, like, can you just chill for a second? Your team's up 20. Dane's playing really well. Coleman's gotten it together, and you want to know when the Frenchman's going to show
up. Isn't that fun? I didn't even think about that. That entire Nebraska game, not one time did I think, I want to see Zachary Perrin.
Yeah. I mean, in a blowout, I understand. Maybe you say,
no, I get it, but
for the last 4 minutes, couldn't he play?
But I didn't even think about it.
Brad did say today, and I know you're going to hear from Brad Underwood as we go along, that he's getting closer,
yeah.
That he's worked with Fletch, that he's worked with Jeff Alexander a lot, putting in extra work. Even out on the floor today, right before we did interviews, he was Chester was running through some stuff in terms of showing him some scheme and just kind of tightening up the details for him. So he's only been here still, like, what, 3 weeks?
All right.
And wasn't playing at Sunrise before that. I know that was more of a – he wasn't going to be there long term. He was trying to get the academics figured out. So I do think we'll see him before the end of the year. I just don't know how much it'll be. I'd be surprised if it was more than just some spot minutes and probably playing – late in games or when there's foul trouble.
I would assume. Yeah, I can't imagine heavy needed minutes out of Zachary Perrin.
Right. I told this to Jeremy today. I think that, number one, having another emergency option is good,
yeah.
Especially at point guard.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to even say it.
Right. I know where you're going.
But to have someone that could play some minutes if you needed it, that is good. Perrin, if Dane or Coleman get in foul trouble. But really also, what's one of the issues with this team early on is that they didn't play together. They didn't have any experience of being on the court together for the most part. Well, you bring in Perrin, you bring in Moretti, you have obviously Ty Rogers, Jaden Epps, and Sincere Harris, Dane Danger. A lot of guys from this team could come back next year.
Right.
And even if Perrin and Moretti aren't helping you a ton on the court this season,
yeah.
If they get those reps in practice and get used to playing together with this team, then we're not talking about, oh, these guys have never seen each other before, right, when next year rolls around.
That's a good point. Lance on the U of I Atlanta Link text line said, players don't always add value to a program in gameplay. They need players to scrimmage against and practice against. Lance knew that because he beat up on me as an upperclassman at Villa Grove when I would come in. All right, bring the freshman. Tay, you got Landick. Oh, that's exactly what he's saying. I think you guys ought to draw straws on who has to ask the question on either Perrin and now Nicoletti. What is it? I'm not going to get it right.
Nicolo Moretti.
That's it. I think you should draw straws, and when it comes your turn to ask the question, you literally just kind of hold the straw up, and Brad then knows.
He knows.
He's like, oh, don't even ask, Pipes. Perrin saw some, blah, blah, you know, and then he can just go on. You wouldn't.
He had
even
a good
to,
lunch today.
Yeah, exactly.
You he wouldn't was feeling even pretty good.
Ask the question. Did he mention Perrin today?
He did.
Okay.
Well, he was asked about him, so then, of course, he had to.
Who fell on the knife today?
I think it was Colin Likas of the News Gazette.
Okay.
But it's been different people. And then, again, you understand why the question's
Listen,
getting asked.
I get it. I am asked a lot. I mean, I've had a lot of people ask me, why aren't they, is he going to play, or how good is he? And I'm like, well, I don't know how good he is. I've never seen him play, and I don't know if he's going to play. But the way Illinois is playing, they don't need him right now. But who knows? And against Michigan State, you know how Michigan State is. They're rough. They're tough.
Physical.
Man, they've got an interesting team. They've got Malik Hall coming back from injury, who is a guy that can absolutely take anybody in the league underneath, because you can't have, like, Kofi guarding Malik Hall, because they'll go out to the three-point line and do things. I know Kofi's not here, but you get my point. I mean, Malik Hall will just absolutely bully you, which is what Brad Underwood worried about with Nebraska. That didn't come to fruition, luckily. But Malik Hall will just bully you down and score. Then you've got Joey Hauser, who is having an unbelievable season for Michigan State, a kid that is hitting threes, grabbing rebounds. Of course, Sissoko, the guy that did his damage against Io physically. He's a guy that just is coming off 11-rebound performance against Wisconsin.
He's athletic.
Doesn't score a ton, but certainly he's athletic and on the defensive end, he's tough. Plus, he'll get you some rebounds. Hogard had a huge game against Wisconsin, so he's going to come in feeling really good on this Michigan State squad.
Tyson Walker,
who was really good last year. I mean, I think he hurt us last year.
He made a comfortable lead in the second half all of a sudden dwindle down to where
that game
became dicey in East Lansing before Trent Frazier hit a dagger.
Okay.
But Tyson Walker erupted there late in that second half.
I'm glad you said that because I knew there was something to do with Tyson Walker. I remember him last year being a pain, and that's it. Boom, you just nailed it. So, well, I mean, and you know that you could say what you want about Tom Izzo, but you know he's going to have his team ready to go. Speaking of Tom Izzo, Stevie J had this morning, and he even laughed, and he said, I'm probably looking too much into it, but Stevie didn't like the way Tom Izzo talked about Sky Clark leaving the program. I'll put it that way. So in case you hadn't heard this, here is Tom Izzo obviously was asked by someone about Illinois getting ready to play the Illini. What do you think of the Illini? Here is Tom Izzo.
You know, things happen like happen during seasons. You know, they went and got spanked by Missouri.
Oh.
And he wasn't real happy about that. And then, you know, didn't play as well against Northwestern. And I think he changed up some things, changed his offense a little bit. Somebody left one way or another. Either they got rid of him or he left. But that team has been a different team the last 2-3 games. And so like always, you know, sometimes there's addition by subtraction. I'm not saying it's that. Sometimes you learn more from losses than you do wins. So when you lose a game and the coach goes bonkers, maybe he gets a little more attention. They're definitely a better basketball team now than they were, you know, 2 weeks ago.
There you go. Does that bother you with what he said?
Not entirely. No.
It's kind
not
of a
really.
Weird way to say it.
It is.
Either they got rid of him.
To kind of speculate
right.
or throw it out there that it could have been
right.
a situation where they run him off in the middle of the season. But knowing that Sky was the highest ranked guy in that recruiting class, it wouldn't be obviously for ability. Yeah. If there was something brewing behind the scenes that he was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to me that it was Sky making that decision or his circle helping to make that decision to be able to step away and to leave. So, yeah, for a coach to not really take the delicate approach of saying,
right.
I don't know what happened, but he's not there anymore. Then again, it wasn't harmful.
Tom Izzo's 104. Like, he's your grandpa at Thanksgiving that just throws out some phrase, and you're like, oh, my Lord, grandpa. Grandpa.
Reel it in, grandpa.
Exactly, and not realizing what he's saying.
Yeah.
You're like, grandpa, okay.
And the coach going bonkers thing.
I mean, Izzo.
Izzo goes bonkers all the time.
He leads the league.
Yeah. I do fully agree that you can learn more about your team in losses.
Oh, I think so. I think the ultimate, the perfect scenario is to beat a team you should handle easily. To beat a team like that by like 4. I feel like that's the perfect scenario. Number one, you got to win, right? So you don't have that on your resume of losing to, like, let's say Nebraska. Number two, the coach is really upset, saying you guys didn't deserve to win this game. And I'm going to show you why in practice for the next 2 days. I mean, to me, that's the perfect scenario. I mean, obviously, a loss brings that to the forefront as well. But if you can still get that win but suck doing it, then I think a coach is he's like, oh, this is awesome.
Like that is the perfect storm for a coach,
yep.
I think. Although I think they would even agree, obviously you don't want it to happen late in your season where you're going to lose – a position in the Big Ten standings,
right.
or obviously in the postseason, your season's over.
Correct.
I think in hindsight, especially, a loss
yeah.
might really wake some people up when they might kind of roll their eyes at a coach who said, like, who got on them after a win. It was like, coach, we won the game.
Right, exactly. No,
pay the price of the loss.
Correct.
Pay the price of the embarrassment, like they said they had against Penn State, obviously Missouri, but Illinois has... Tom's right. It's not the same team they were 2 weeks ago. And I chuckled today because one thing about Izzo, which I always found it really weird, for as prominent of a player that Io was,
oh,
he never got his name right.
Never. Called him Ayo, right?
Called him Ayo for 3 years. And
mind game.
It seemed like it. And then today, Brad takes the podium and calls A.J. Hogard A.J. Hoggard. And then Coleman also called him Hoggard. And I'm like, are you guys doing that thing? Are you getting back?
This is awesome. I like this.
I know it's not as spicy as the Mike Woodson versus Iowa and Fran McCaffrey thing that went on, but
I like this. I like the idea of disrespecting the other team by saying the name of a player wrong. I'm all for that warfare. I'm all for that. I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible. Randy said, sounds like Izzo needs to lay off the Marlboros. Tom Izzo needs to go find a beach is what he needs to do. Sean McVay may be doing that.
You think he's going to do that?
I think he's done.
Really?
I think they're talking that maybe he'll just go, he wants to maybe broadcast and stuff. I don't know. I heard a report that said last year, I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year, and he was ready to step away. And so then this
didn't
year.
Didn't Aaron Donald say something about that too?
Yeah. When you look at a guy like Sean McVay, there is no doubt in my mind that he goes, and I know I hate these when people say this, he goes 190% nonstop, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's there at 4 a.m. and he's gone at midnight. I mean, that just, to me, from the outside, appears like who he is. So I'm guessing that he probably does get worn out and just probably says, all right, I won a Super Bowl. I've made a lot of money. I'd like to step away. I mean, he's a good-looking dude. He can fit in with any broadcast. He can take Sean Payton's place on Fox when he goes to coach the Cardinals.
True.
Although he's not going to that you-know-what show. I think McVay would work well on TV for a couple of years, and then if he wanted to get back into coaching, it'd be automatic. He could get a job in a second.
He definitely could.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
You just wonder if it's one of those, again, like you said, the toll that playing at that level takes and also coaching. I don't want to undersell that, but
right.
I think that there's also the wonders of, are you just drumming up attention?
Well, that's true.
Like the whole Aaron Rodgers thing again. We're going to do this again.
Here we go. Yeah. No,
that's not to say that Sean isn't burnt out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what he decides with the Rams. Tomorrow, we need to talk some NFL. We'll talk some NFL tomorrow.
Big playoff game.
Get everybody ready for the weekend. We'll talk more about Illinois-Michigan State. Speaking of that, you did meet with Tom. No, I just had Tom Izzo on my mind. You did meet with Brad Underwood, our guy, and we're going to hear from him when we come back on what he had to say, including information on Zachary Perrin. That's a tease. It's The Drive.
CU at Home has their one winter night the first Friday in February as the venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home. The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his site, thatarmlessguy.com. Stevie J Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
How are you helping support the next generation of leaders and change makers? In 1 hour a week, you can offer the support and guidance a young person needs by becoming a one-to-one mentor in the Champaign-Urbana Public Schools. Join over 450 local adults who are mentoring children. Check out the website cu1to1.org for more information about how you can make mentoring a part of your life.
Jersey lineup for your Fighting Illini. Number 55, Sky Clark. Number 15, R.J. Melendez. Number 10, Luke Goody. Number 20, Ty Rogers. Number 0, Terrence Shannon Jr. And number 33, Coleman Hawkins. Get yours at State Farm Center on game day, online or in stores. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Since we opened our doors, UC Bank has been committed to the communities we call home. Building financial wellness, UC is proud to offer customized lending strategies and innovative resources to our vibrant communities. UC Bank, building community one family, one street, one city at a time. Member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com. Illini basketball fans, get ready for this year's Orange Out game presented by Game Day Spirit. Show up, be loud, and wear orange to support your Fighting Illini men's basketball team as they take on the Michigan State Spartans Friday, January 13th. Shop the hottest selection of orange t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more at Game Day Spirit, located at 6th and Green in Campustown, or the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Orange Out, January 13th, presented by the official fan store, the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. It's 2023. That means it'll be time for the St. Louis Cardinal Caravan coming to the iHotel and Conference Center on Friday, January 13th. Doors open at 11. The program begins at noon. You get a chance for autographs with the first preference going to children. Free to everyone. It's the Cardinal Caravan with players and broadcasters and alumni. It's all coming to the iHotel and Conference Center the 13th of January, 11 a.m. doors open, noon for the program, the Cardinal Caravan 2023. Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service, very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Maine. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana, or visit Pards.com. Pards.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Derek Piper. All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lon Tay, Derek Piper. Don't forget now, with our new 3 to 5 show, we rerun the 3 o'clock hour at 5. So for those of you that are in your car or just now getting a chance to listen, you need to listen next hour. I'm forcing you, because we had Kendall Bostic on, junior for the Illini women's basketball team. Unbelievable. That was a fun interview. And she, I didn't realize, she's listed as a junior, but after this season could still play two more for Illinois. And this is someone that is almost averaging a double-double, and just went for 27-13 against the third-ranked team in the country. So, but she was fun to visit with. It was hard when Jess, the SID, asked me who I wanted to visit with on the roster, and I'm like, well, I mean, Genesis, we could do Genesis, Makaira. I'm like, I don't pick one. And then I'm like, well, you know what, though? Kendall's coming off all these double-doubles and had a huge game against Ohio State. I'm like, let's go with Kendall now. And maybe next week or down the road a couple of weeks, we'll try to get Makaira or Genesis or one of the others, because, I mean, that was awesome, and hopefully they just keep winning. Again, they play this Sunday at Minnesota, 2 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, so a week from last night, Illinois will host at 7 p.m., perfect start time, host Indiana, who is a team ranked, well, when Illinois played them earlier, they were ranked fourth or fifth.
I think it was fifth.
Fifth. So this is one of the top teams in the country. They barely beat you in Bloomington. So love to, and it's called Pack the Place that night. So it would be awesome to get a bunch of people there for that game. And I was notified via the U of I Atlanta Link text line that we have Tuesday, Thursday games next week. So I'm good. I'm good for you and I to pregame, and I'm good for you and I to go to the game. You'll have to have Haley come over.
We should. We'll have to take Cade to the game.
The Cade man. Has he been to a game yet?
He has not. He went to a football game. He has not been a basketball game yet.
That's right, because he was at the tailgate when he went into the football game. Well,
he's a little bigger now than he was.
I get it. He's probably like 6'3 now. I'll be like, hey, Andrew, you remember Cade, right? Yeah. You guys were looking at each other in the eye.
Yeah, the kid is half of his mom's size already. Yep.
I'm sure Haley loves that. All right, Brad Underwood met with you, Derek Piper, and the rest of the media today. Want to hear it?
Let's do it.
I do.
Till late, we did a really good job of taking their three-point shooters out of rhythm and made things tough. I thought we got great looks early. We didn't make some of those, but I thought we did a very good job of attacking Nebraska's defense, which has been very, very effective in terms of guarding the paint. So, but all in all, you know, a good run to end the game, pulled away. Feel good about that, and we keep growing, keep getting better. And now we get the league's best team, or one of them, right there at the top, a veteran team with a lot of pieces back. And then they're coached by Tom Izzo, so you know what you're getting there. And that side of it, they're a little different, that they're starting smaller than maybe some of Tom's teams have in the past, but they can also play very big with Hauser, Malik, and Sissoko. So, Hoggard is one of the most improved players in our league. Guy that actually closed the game out against Wisconsin with some big baskets. They're still Michigan State. They're still elite in transition, and find opportunities to get five or six baskets or more every game. So, you know, that's always a focal point when you play them. So, should be a good game, and we're gonna have to play exceptionally well to win.
Brad, it seemed like against Nebraska, there was a really high commitment defensively for your team and offensively on ball movement. Were those focal points coming into it for you?
Yes. Yeah. You win in this league with defense. You don't win with, you know, offense might win you a game where you make some shots. You know, that wasn't the night. I mean, Nebraska is, you know, I think held Purdue into the 50s in an overtime game or real close. You know, they've been exceptional defensively throughout league play. We missed a lot of layups, and we missed a lot of wide open shots. The ball movement was very, very good. I thought that, you know, our ability to skip it, which they force you to do, and then our ability to drive closeouts, not just to score but to make the next pass, was the best we've had all year. It was very good. But you're going to win in this league with your defense. And you know, I feel great about where we're gaining ground on that. Like, we've moved up 20 spots in KenPom in the last 10, 12 days. To get where we want to be, we've got to be a top 15 defense, and we're getting better there.
What did you say for your transition defense and getting matched up? Because, as you know, Tom Izzo's teams, like, they like to push it, make you defend the whole shot clock.
Yeah, good shot selections help that. You know, I thought, other than, you know, I think Nebraska had two baskets in transition. You know, that'll severely be tested against Michigan State. You know, the Walker kid is elite Getting out and run, you know what they're going to do with their bigs. Their bigs are going to rim run. That forces, at times, is, can force a cross match. We like to do the same thing. So, you've got to be very conscious after every made basket. AJ Hoggard, the point guard, is a elite pitch ahead guy. So you've got to be able to contain him. And Hauser is a trailer, is a very good shooter. So all those things come into play, and they do it exceptionally well.
This is for RJ. After the last couple weeks, what did it mean to him to have the game that he kind of had to see a couple shots go through against Nebraska?
Yeah, just he's a really good shooter that's kind of fought it. You know, he's fought it. And, you know, we put him in three or four actions to get shots. And I told him the only way, he's guarding his tail off. He's been elite on that end in the last three games. You know, I told him the only way I'm not staying with you is if you quit shooting. And started to see the ball go in. He's working awfully hard at it. And he's got the ability to elevate us to another level with his shooting.
Where's his shoulder at, and how much is he still dealing good with on that front?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Brad, you mentioned right at the top, you know, the two-day turnarounds. You deal with this every year, obviously. It's the grind of Big Ten. But just with this particular group, how have you, you know, helped them through the grind of Big Ten play early on? What, is there anything you've had to do differently from previous groups or anything like that?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's more about, you know, understanding the recovery process, you know, and Fletch is great at that, and Paul, and, you know, the might be harder on coaches than it is on players. You know, you get home at 1:30 and, you know, you're wired for sound and you don't go to sleep. And, you know, it was 4:30 in my case. You start breaking down the next one because you got practice the next day. So it's, you know, it's monitoring minutes and time and not trying to kill them that day in practice, you know, that next day and getting them right, but yet, you know, doing enough for the prep that you've got to shift gears pretty quick. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time on that. It's probably a routine the players like a lot, to be very honest with you.
Coach, what's the importance of holding serve at home? And is it still as significant in the Big Ten as it has been? There seems like there's some teams getting road wins out there.
I take every game for what it is. You sure like to win at home and you know, go steal some on the road. But, you know, I don't care where we play. We want to win. You know, at the end of the year, they total them all up. I don't even look at the standings. I never have till the last day, you know. It's just go play and try to get better and deal with the next game the best you can, so you give your kids the best opportunity. You know, obviously we enjoy playing at home in front of our fans. Yeah, it is what it is.
How much is this team just getting back to having fun playing basketball? I think the player interactions have been obvious here recently, like when Ty dies on the floor, the bench going wild, or Coleman and Terrence have really been dapping each other up a lot. What, have you seen that?
Yeah, it's about us. It's about us. You know, it's simple. The game we overcomplicate sometimes. We you know, we all can wallow in our pity if we're not playing well or this or that or you're not winning. It's a long season. With nine new guys, we knew there was going to be ups and downs. It's about, you know, playing for us, playing for the guy to your right, the guy to your left, playing to win, and we write on the board every game, play hard, have fun. Play hard, have fun. It goes on the board every single game before they go out to the court. And playing hard is part of having fun. When you play hard, you have fun. When you don't, that's when all the other stuff happens. And when you get consumed with playing hard, the ball has energy, the ball finds the net, you're diving on the floor for loose balls. I mean, I mean, that was fun to watch. Our guys thoroughly enjoyed, and then we showed them the next day in film. I mean, all the guys diving on the floor for loose balls. That's fun. That's fun. And that's what this team's got to be about and what we're about here at University of Illinois in our men's basketball program.
What's been some of the biggest differences for Ty as he's seemed to kind of turn the corner over the last couple of games with extended minutes?
Yeah, just I think he's settling into a role. He knows where his minutes are going to come. He knows where they're going to be, what positions, more than likely. I still love Ty's versatility because he can play on the ball a lot. But, again, he's more versatile on the defensive side, and I talk about his versatility on the offensive side. He's more versatile on the defensive side because of that size and strength and that length. And then we become a really good running team with him in the game because of his ability to push.
Tim was working with Sincere on some of those entry passes. I guess when you just have two younger kind of primary on-ball guards in this season, how is that? Do you do anything different than you would have in the past with like a veteran Trent or Io, just in terms of the day-to-day development?
Oh, sure. Their day-to-day growth is, I mean, those guys have spent a tremendous amount of time this morning with Frege, just, you know, in film breakdown. And then it's, you know, it's on the court stuff, and it's different looks and different reads. And here's, you know, those guys are might see something for the first time. You know, Io, Trent, Andres Feliz, I mean, those dudes had seen it all. You know, towards the end. And you know, we forget that they were freshmen and had to learn the same thing. So, yeah, it's much different. It's a much different approach and maybe more learning intense than it is as a veteran.
Coach, with the understanding that you can't talk about individuals, but it seems like roster construction is a 365-day-a-year thing now. Is that any kind of... Is it a distraction? Is it a pain? Is it just a process? Or?
Part of the job. It's part of the job today. I mean, we never had to worry about that stuff in the past. You know, it was a godsend, you know, 10 years ago when you signed two in the fall and you knew your roster and you were done, you know, and if there was somebody leave or whatever, you might be able to go get one or make a decision if you didn't want to fill it. Those days are gone, and so it's just the new world, and you know, there's been, we started the year with scholarships open and with that in mind and knowing that that could always be a possibility.
Hopefully I can articulate this in the right way, but you talked like the themes and kind of being about us, but it's also TJ has elevated his play in these last two games. Like, what's the intersection of being about us, but also having that kind of alpha like you've had in the past and maybe with what he's developing into taking you where you need to go?
Well, it's been pretty strategic. I mean, he's a really, really good player, and as is Matt and you know, Coleman and Dane to a certain extent. I mean, getting those guys opportunities and then, you know, playing off that, you know, Jaden jumps up and gets the easiest 10 to 15 I've ever seen. I mean, he just finds the ball just finds him and it finds the basket. And we're not trying to burden them right now with a whole lot, but yeah, I mean, it's been a little more strategic, and you know, he's raised his game. I've been really proud of him, especially on the defensive glass and rebounding the basketball. He's been huge for us.
Kind of fit into things so far here. Any real update on how that's gone so
Zach's,
far with him?
Zach's been phenomenal, and he's working every day, his conditioning, and everybody, Zach's probably getting pretty close. You got to understand, it's not just him. It's building the confidence and the trust of the four other guys he's going to play with and going out on the court and doing that. But Jeff's done a great job with him after practices, before practices, getting extra workouts in, you know, when he got here, to be very honest, I mean, his strength was to a point Fletch couldn't just start crushing him in the weight room. It had to be a slow build. He's gaining in that area as well. You know, and it just doesn't happen overnight. Everybody thinks, oh, he shows up, he just plays. No, that's at the next level. Here it's not that easy, and but he's been very diligent in his work ethic, and you know, he's gaining on this probably quicker than I thought. Below you.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
How much do you expect him to kind of acclimate this quickly, and how is he able to kind of respond to a role that's seemingly increased more and more as the year's gone on?
With Jaden?
Yes.
Yeah. Jaden's a gifted bucket maker. So those guys translate. You know, the one thing in evaluating him, his game translated because his ball goes in a lot. And, you know, he does it off layups. He does it off mid-range. He's a really good catch-and-shoot guy. And, you know, it's not he's just there's a little bit of Trent in him as a freshman, you know, and just his mentality, scoring the basketball, his ability to put it in there, to make plays for others. So yeah, he's as his roles and the experience of being in big games and playing in those games early, he doesn't flinch. He's a tough nut, you know. So he's a you know, he's not afraid of the moment, and he's proven that.
TJ talked about finding that aggressiveness a little bit more, and I think he indicated maybe a conversation with you after the Northwestern game about being more aggressive. What do you recall from that? What's that like to kind of work him through that?
Well, he's a really good player. You want your best players to be in go mode, you know, during the game, and you know, we need him to take shots. We need him to drive. He's, you know, he's not a selfish player. He's almost sometimes too unselfish. You know, he had 7 assists the other night, and you know, it's just making plays. But you got to, you know, I had to do a better job of putting the ball in his hands in certain areas, and then the spacing of we've gotten two offensively has really helped that, because it's created some driving lanes for him. So. Yeah, he's pretty much scoring at all three levels: off the bounce, off the drive, off the catch. He's been really good.
Two teams that are always seems like always at the top of the league in rebounding margin. Same deal this year. What are some keys for you? Can you just talk about that stat as a key to the game?
Well, it's obviously very big to us, and it's always been kind of a staple of Michigan State and Tom's teams. You know, I think where you've got to be when they're really good, they're a team that, you know, I go back a few years ago, we went to try to block a shot and they got an offensive tip in and beat us. And, you know, you've got to get your guards in there. Your guards have to crack down. Your guards have to hit. You know, it's one of the things that can be challenging, because we also know they like to run, you know, and they're gonna challenge you that way. So, you know, we're gonna do what we do, and you know, we're gonna try to rebound like crazy, like we always do, and we got to play really hard to get back, and we got to get some easy baskets, and when you can get easy baskets, you know, on the offensive glass, we got to limit them to one shot. Sissoko and those guys do a great job of defensive rebounding. You know, that's an area we got to be dialed into, no doubt.
I know you mentioned on Monday, and I know it's just been a few days, but that Luke had a doctor's appointment this week. Is there any news on that front at all?
I haven't talked to our trainer yet today. So that appointment was not here in town. So we'll get updated, I'm sure, here at practice.
Okay, there you go. That is Brad Underwood. You got a chance. We thought, you know, he's got a lot of information, a lot of different stuff going on, so we thought we would let you hear all of the press conference today. But
hopefully really good news from Luke.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I know he told us last week he's feeling great. Doesn't feel like there's going to be any hiccups in that recovery, and if so, if he gets the full clearance, it might be just another week and a half until we actually see him.
Let's go. He's got to be back for the Indiana and Purdue games, right?
Definitely on the road.
Yeah.
And you only play Purdue on the road.
Oh, that's right.
Indiana next month on the road, but the Hoosiers are here in town next week. Probably won't be available for that.
That's coming up, yeah.
But
No, that's a good call. That's a good call. All right, listen, if you missed it, again, we're going to be we replay our 3 to 4 hour next. And it's had a great interview on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line with Kendall Bostick, the Illinois women's basketball junior, who is just a double-double machine. She has two more years to play after this one if she wants. So great interview with her. Of course, that was fun listening to Brad Underwood as well. All right, tomorrow, my man, we're going to talk. We'll have some Cardinals caravan. We'll talk some NFL, and we'll get ready for Illinois-Michigan State.
Let's do it.
Busy day tomorrow. We'll see everybody then. Until then, have a great night.
It's the Cardinal Caravan coming Friday to the iHotel and Conference Center. Doors open at 11. The program starts at noon, and autographs with the children prioritized after that. Don't miss pitcher Jake Woodford, catcher Yvonne Herrera, and future superstar shortstop Mason Wynn. It's all at the Cardinal Caravan. It's free to attend. All the money raised for the raffle benefits Restoration Urban Ministries. Join us at the iHotel and Conference Center on the 13th, that's Friday, beginning at noon.
The new year is a perfect time to start fresh. If you want to see a brighter you in 2023, stop by your local Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio for a free express facial. This quick self-care service enhances your at-home skincare regimen and helps relieve stress. Treat yourself to some me time today. Express facials available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive, over by Subway. Free express facials based on schedule availability. Local promotion may apply. Length of service can vary based on skin assessment and products used.
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts. Let's talk about winter houseplant care.
Two things you'll want to do is water less and stop fertilizing, because houseplants go dormant in the winter or really slow down. And you'll also want to hold off on doing any repotting until March or so.
It's also a good idea to move your houseplants to where they may get a bit more sun.
Just make sure to keep them away from drafts and vents when you do move them. Come to Prairie Gardens. We are here to answer all your plant questions.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. aftershockdd.com.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. UC Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hey, Illini fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at jetspizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at SarahChampagne.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hello again, everyone.